Our cabin shed is, and there's been a kind of an intermittent stream. Some days it's running, and then other days it's night, it's shut off. So, and I guess it must just be whatever St. John's doing, if they're not running their sprinklers.
I think they are.
Well, I don't. It's overflowing from somewhere. But one day it's running pretty good, and then, like tonight, it shut down.
Well, we're all here, so call the meeting to order. Amy, do you want to read the minutes?
Okay. All right, this is for August the 8th here in Rush Valley. Attendees were Daniel Gunnell, Lisa Meyer, Daryl Johnson, Dean Alder, Matt Hogan, Scott Pearson, and Amy Pearson. Lisa Meyer called the meeting to order at 6:30 p.m. Amy Pearson read the June meeting minutes. Dean Alder motioned to approve the June meeting minutes. Daryl Johnson seconded the motion. All approved. Daniel Gunnell. Kurt Young is working part-time remotely. The FSA office moved to Grantsville. Daniel brought an ART loan form for Shea John Penny for the board to approve. The property is located near Simpson Springs. Daryl Johnson motioned to approve the ART loan. Scott Pearson seconded the motion. All approved. The district needs to be thinking about resolutions for the upcoming UACD convention. This week in November is scheduled for a juniper removal workshop. Shambip does not want to combine with Grantsville. District business. Matt Hogan. Matt is now an official board member. Lisa Meyer and Scott Pearson also signed an oath of office form. Lisa Meyer. Lisa attended drought webinar meeting on August 6th for 1 hour. The weather still does not look good for precipitation. Lisa had purchased log books for each supervisor to keep track of their time doing soil conservation work. This will be a new agenda item for each meeting. Dean Alder motioned to approve the reimbursement for the log books. Daryl Johnson seconded the motion. All approved. The new mower will be receiving a GPS from Twilla County. Dean Alder will work with Jerry Caldwell to complete this. The board discussed several items that they would like to have on a rental agreement. The rate for use, $15 per hour. Deposit check to cover repairs if needed, $500. An instructional video would be helpful for training. Chocks would need to be used during transport. Greasing the equipment is recommended by the manufacturer. Antifreeze and protection from frost is needed. Renters will need to avoid debris. The district will not be responsible for damage to personal equipment or property. The mower must be used in a timely manner. Daniel Gunnell will work on the rental agreement. Daryl Johnson suggested a screen to be built to protect tractor windows. Dean Alder motioned to approve having the screen built for the mower. Scott Pearson seconded the motion. All approved. Weston Jensen says the Ofer tanks will be delivered and installed the last week of August. Lisa will keep us informed. Dean wrote checks to Lisa Meyer for the log books. Check number 327 for $34.61, and Amy Pearson, check number 328 for $14.60 for postage stamps. Scott Pearson, the weather station reported that most precipitation that Vernon has had was 0.17 inches on August 3rd. Vernon has had 2.49 inches since April 1st for the growing season. Next meeting, September 12th. Adjourn. Daryl Johnson motioned to adjourn the meeting. Scott Pearson seconded the motion. Meeting adjourned.
All right, you've heard the minutes. Is there any additions or corrections?
We need to change hours to acres on the rate for the mower.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I so did not catch that. Excellent. That went. Any other corrections or additions?
Say
all right, so with that correction, we could use a motion to...
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, so Some family member thought we needed a very large container of shortbread cookies, so please help yourself. Please.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hopefully you like their 37% butter.
I'm all about butter.
It ought to be tasty.
Usually I look at this stuff and I'm a label reader because I don't like eating garbage. And there's like 5 ingredients. Here, Daniel, grab one. And I thought 37% butter, how are they holding together?
Very good.
But excellent, good. All right. So Kurt Young, of course, is not here. It was last week or the week before he had surgery again on his right wrist and one or two ankles, I'm not for sure.
I think I remember.
But he was out and about for a little while. He came out to our ranch and did some work, and he went out to Ibapah. And he is working remotely on little things here and there. I hear from him about once a week. So I didn't figure he'd be here tonight, but he is working his way back. So if you need something, contact him. He'll do his best to try to get things going.
Boys, Ed and Brian, have been in touch with him, talking to him on some projects we've got.
He was telling me that the bills that are racking up on that that accident, it's unreal. No. They care flighted him.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. That bill, I think he said, was $58,000. So, anyways. But he's had quite a time of it, that's for sure. But hopefully he'll turn back up and we can hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. So, on that note, Daniel?
All right, the very first thing is you have that $800 grant for an education day. I need to have a day, a time, and a place set so I can send it in to UACD. So when, where...
Well, that was on my list to talk to you about, too. I want you guys' thoughts on, do you think we can get good enough attendance for both two meetings? Because we've got the grant from the CIG, and that's a big grant, and that includes having a meal.
That one's $2,000. I asked for 6. They gave me 2.
Yeah.
But that will be a combined one, but we can't have that one in until next year.
Yeah.
Combined with Grantsville?
And we're planning on combining that one with Grantsville.
Okay.
But this education one has got to be done in the next few months.
It's for CSP, right?
Yeah, so he'll come and talk about CSP, but then anything else is up to y'all. So.
Okay, now, we've been signed up for that CSP. I think we've gone through 2 things of it. But Kurt told Brian the other day, Brian was talking to him, he said with no farm bill, there's no program.
Yeah.
So he told Brian to not sign up, just to wait until they know what the program's going to be. Without a farm bill, why, there's nothing.
Well, they can go sign up, and then when the money comes available, then they'll be on the list.
So probably better to sign up than to wait.
Yeah, because if you just wait around, and I mean, it's probably going to come back. They always reapprove the farm bill, so.
Kurt told Brian he discouraged him from signing up.
Yeah. I tell
you
what.
Until they know what the farm bill will be, so.
Yeah, because it might change. They make little tweaks here and there all the time, but
I see them, you know, they're asking people to sign up for it, but Kurt told Brian not to sign up.
So what does signing up do?
Well, it's this conservation
stewardship program,
and we've gone through two, they've had it twice, and they're 5-year sign-ups for basically whatever you're doing for conservation. I mean,
good record keeping, like things.
We've been doing a lot of it that they're, and then each time you sign up, why you kind of gotta come up with a couple more projects or things that you want to do to enhance your stewardship on the on your place. And so, but I, yeah, I'm sure it'll be signed, but who knows when?
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, they're not going to have a farm bill before the end of the year. I just read that today.
They won't. But at least you'll get your $800. So.
Well, I guess that's the thought, because obviously we don't have to do it.